Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when just a couple of hours from now, the Republicans are going to be standing up with Ron DeSantis in the center. He still is achieving in polls more consistent support in poll after poll after poll than Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or Vivek Ramaswamy or others, who will be arranged with proximity to Ron DeSantis at the center of the seven candidates based upon how they are doing in polls. And before the debate begins, it's scheduled to begin at it's 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time. And it should be available everywhere. It is being broadcast with the Stuart Varney of Fox Business and Dana Perino of Fox News. And there should be fairly aggressive exchanges, because I think that a lot of the candidates are recognizing that they either develop some energy now that makes them a conceivable alternative to Donald Trump, or the election is over before it began. Meanwhile, before anybody gets ready to watch the debate tonight, there is another must-see video event that you can see for free anywhere on your computer. It's a streaming podcast, a webinar that my wife does from time to time on the joy of marriage. They're actually going to be talking about the real statistics of divorce and marriage, which are very often distorted. You can go see it at any point with starring Dr. Diane Medved. That is coming up at 4 o'clock Pacific time, that's 7 p.m. East Coast time, before the debates. And it's available if you just go to barryshore.com and then /marriage. It's Barry Shore, one name. You put it together as one name. It's actually two names, first name and a last name. barryshore.com/marriage. And I hope you'll join me in watching my wife in action. Meanwhile, when you speak about action, there's been a lot of focus on Gavin Newsom. And for somebody who says he's not running for president, I do believe that the thought has occurred to him, and probably not just once, and not just in a passing way, that Joe Biden is not going to end up running, not when 70% of Democrats say they don't want him to be the candidate. And meanwhile, Gavin Newsom has agreed to do a debate, which is coming up in a couple of months, with Ron DeSantis. And I think there is more chance that Gavin Newsom will be the nominee of his party than Ron DeSantis would be the nominee of the Republican Party. His campaign is having a tough time. But one of the things that Newsom has been involved with is a very controversial, attention-getting, and maybe, just maybe, promising new approach to the homeless disaster, the homeless apocalypse that they have in the state of California. This was covered by 60 Minutes by reporter Aliza Chassan. Listen.
On any given night, more than 170,000 people are living on California's streets or in its shelters. It's the largest homeless population in the country, fueled by a lack of affordable housing and the state's failure to provide adequate mental health care. One in four has a serious mental illness. It's a crisis that's bred fear in communities as violent crimes rise. And this past week, Sacramento's top prosecutor sued California's capital city for allowing it to, quote, collapse into chaos.
And we had covered that suit against the city of Sacramento. Now there's a new care court program, a controversial, costly initiative set to launch in eight California counties before December. And then after that, it's supposed to go statewide. Under the program, judges will be able to order people with untreated psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia, to get help. And this is something that has been profoundly lacking, because right now it's very tough to put people into care if they don't want it. And people who are very deeply ill, living on the streets, delusional in many cases, deeply psychotic in many, many cases, it's very difficult to get those people to receive help without some level of compulsion. And that is what Governor Newsom recognizes, or at least begins to listen.
That's the landscape Governor Gavin Newsom says he's trying to change, starting this fall with a controversial new plan on track to cost billions. It's called Care Court because it brings mental health care into the courtroom. Now judges will order people to get help and counties to provide it under a new law that emphasizes accountability and consequences. We met with Governor Newsom and found him to be fired up and fed up.
Change has its enemies. I get it. But one thing you cannot argue for, with all due respect to all the critics out there, is the status quo. You can't. And in the absence of alternatives, what the hell are we going to do to address this crisis?
And he begins to answer that question.
You've used words like you're outraged, you're disgusted by what's happening on the streets.
I am, because I see what everybody else sees. I try to walk my kids to the park and have a difficult time navigating the sidewalk. It's a fail first system, not a care first system, which means you have to end up in the criminal justice system before finally someone provides support and a bed and a solution. We've got to change that, and that's what we're doing.
And how does the program work? Listen.
Here's how it will work. A person referred to care court for a severe mental illness is evaluated. If they have an untreated psychotic disorder, like schizophrenia, a judge can order a mental health treatment plan, including medication, therapy, and a place to live. The governor believes the new civil court system will help thousands get off the streets and make everyone safer by helping people before they become a danger to themselves or others.
You think care court could be the solution that could save someone's life?
I don't think it. I know it. It's very familiar what we're doing, even though it's novel and new and bold.
Novel, new, and bold. So it's an experiment?
No, it's not. When people get their meds, when people get support, we know we can turn people's lives around. This is eminently solvable.
Okay, could he be perhaps overly optimistic? We will cover more. Under this program, it does give judges the power to order people with untreated psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia to get help, and it requires counties to provide the aid. Anita Fisher sees it as a possible lifeline for people like her son, Pharaoh Degree, who was diagnosed with schizophrenia while serving in the Army 22 years ago. He's now 45. And he said that living with the illness can be difficult. Constant overthinking, he said, describing how difficult experiencing schizophrenia can be when it's untreated. Your brain is always racing. Your inner voice is always talking, racing, racing. No peace, never any solace and peace. So will they find some peace with this new program in California? And what about President Trump's reaction to the summary judgment by a judge yesterday saying he'd been committing fraud for a generation? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about this new care court program in California that is supposed to do something about the close to 200,000 people who live on the streets and in the parks and on sidewalks throughout the state of California, particularly in the major cities, but also even in secondary cities like Sacramento, where the city has been sued for tolerating a homeless plague that is completely beyond control. Now the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has been identified with a new program that is going to allow the state, in the presence and the person of judges, to actually compel people, if necessary, to receive some of the psychiatric care they need. This was subject on 60 Minutes with reporter Aliza Chassan, actually interrogating, to some extent, Governor Gavin Newsom. The big question, what if somebody refuses the care that they need? Listen.
But what if someone ordered by a judge to get help doesn't think they need it? They'll have access to a public defender and can refuse treatment. They won't be sent to jail. But there is a catch. If someone in care court does refuse, a judge could refer them for conservatorship, an extreme outcome that strips them of rights and forces them to comply with treatment.
Supporters back care court because the new law allows families and others, like law enforcement and first responders, to petition a court to help them get someone into treatment.
Okay, and of course, this is controversial. There's plenty of opposition from the ACLU and elsewhere. Listen.
Last year, the CARE Act sailed through the state legislature with near unanimous and bipartisan support.
It's a humane thing to do.
But opponents point to the threat of conservatorship, where people can be locked up and treated without their consent. And more than 50 advocacy groups condemn care court as a costly mistake likely to do real harm.
Some of the words that have been used to describe care court, coercive, backwards, harmful. Are any of those fair? You laugh.
I laugh. I don't laugh dismissively. Those are talking points that have been on rewind for decades and decades, and I'm frankly exhausted by them.
And that's Governor Newsom again. And then he was asked, is this political? And what if this new program doesn't work? And by the way, I'm skeptical of it. Obviously, it's a serious attempt. But it's a real question about how effective it will be. Here's Governor Newsom again. Listen.
Part of this, that voters are so fed up with what they see on the streets of their cities, that as a politician, you've got to clean up those streets?
Well, that's generally the case, but that's not the inspiration for care court.
But is there a political factor in this for you?
As an electoral strategy, I'm turned out. That's not the issue. The politics here is compassion. The politics is purpose.
What happens if care court doesn't work?
Then we learn from it. Biggest risk is that we don't take one.
Okay. By the way, he said he's termed out. That's because they have a term limits in California. It's unlike the state of Washington, where we're just finishing our third term of Governor Inslee. They limit governors in California to two terms, to 8 years, and Gavin Newsom is approaching that. He was also approached with a question from CNN, and this today with another magnificent new effort by Kamala Harris. She has been appointed by President Biden to lead the new federal office, just what we need, of gun violence prevention. We will get to more of that. But Gavin Newsom was asked very directly on CNN, with all of the talk about him being a possible replacement for Biden as a presidential candidate for the Democrats, he was asked about Kamala Harris as the best choice to be Joe Biden's vice president. Here's what that exchange sounded like on CNN. Listen.
Nancy Pelosi. She heaped praise on Kamala Harris, but she declined to say whether or not she thought that the vice president is the best person to be on the ticket with Joe Biden in 2024. Do you?
Of course she is. The Biden-Harris administration, masterclass in terms of performance, bipartisan deals on infrastructure, bipartisan deals on guns and debt ceiling, on the chips and science.
She's the best choice.
I mean, by definition, if I think this administration the last two and a half years has been one of the most outstanding administrations in the last few decades, and she's a member of that administration, she gets to lay and claim credit to a lot of that success. The answer is absolutely.
Okay, a lot of that success, a master class in terms of performance. How does this sound? This from Politico. Gun safety activists have called for the creation of such an office since the beginning of Biden's term. Vice President Kamala Harris will lead a new federal office of gun violence prevention. That's just what they need, a new office. President Joe Biden will formally announce the new office Friday during a Rose Garden ceremony where several advocates and lawmakers will have been invited to attend. Harris, who has played a leading role in gun safety policy, will oversee the new office, according to a White House statement. Longtime Biden aide Stephanie Feldman, who has worked on gun policy for more than a decade, will serve as its director. The new Office of Gun Violence Prevention will play a critical role in implementing President Biden's and my efforts to reduce violence in the fullest extent under the law, while also engaging and encouraging congressional leaders, state and local leaders, and advocates to come together to build upon the meaningful progress that we have made to save lives. What meaningful progress to save lives? I mean, really? Really? The idea that this is going to reduce gun sales? What happens, especially with a big, new, highly publicized initiative like this, is it will probably increase gun sales. Because it will spook current gun owners and lead people to believe that, well, if Kamala Harris is in charge of this, how is this going to work? Our promise to the American people in this, we will not stop working to end the epidemic of gun violence in every community because we do not have a moment nor a life to spare. The point is, if you're trying to end violence, aren't ultimately career criminals more dangerous than firearms? Because the firearms don't operate themselves. We will be back on the Medved Show with the guns at the ready for the debate coming up tonight.
And we're going to say...
The Michael Medved Show.
We're not having that. We're not playing that.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressing the need for a bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown, says the Senate will do what the House hasn't.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
Republicans blame Democrats for overspending last year's budget. The United Auto Workers strike now in its 12th day. Today, former President Trump scheduled to visit Michigan to speak with striking workers at a business in Clinton Township. His visit comes just a day after President Biden met with workers on the picket line. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and his wife entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery today. He chose not to speak to the press when leaving his arraignment in New York City. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse were accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the brand new Office of Gun Safety that will be led by Kamala Harris. Now, she's already been upstaged a little bit by Gavin Newsom, who is sounding, as I said, despite the fact that he has all those wonderful things to say about the team of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, he's sounding an awful lot like a presidential candidate. Hours ago, he signed two new laws regulating guns in California. The laws prohibit people from carrying firearms in most public places, and it doubles the taxes on guns and ammunition sold in the state. The federal government currently taxes gun and ammunition sales at a rate of 10% or 11%. The new law in California adds another 11% tax to sales. That means a total of 22% taxes on sales of guns and ammunition. It makes California the only state with a separate tax on guns and ammunition. And again, I would assume that with literally millions of gun owners in California, I know the estimate is that there are at least 10 million gun owners in the state of California. They're not going to view this popularly, and depending on when that new taxes goes into practice, there will probably be another surge in gun purchases. Meanwhile, there is a sense tonight that the people on the stage may be gunning for, you'll pardon the expression, Donald Trump in a way that they haven't before. Ron DeSantis, who had been running a campaign that a lot of people described as Trump light, is now actually taken off and taken off some gloves and is talking with fairly direct criticism about the Trump record. Here's what he had to say. In the context of saying that he thinks that Trump should have showed up and come and participated in the debate. This is clip 15.
Well, I think it's interesting, and he's not willing to stand on that stage. I think he owes it to all the voters to show up, defend his record, articulate what he would do going forward, what he might do differently, and he's not willing to do that.
Well,
and I think the voters have a right to hear from all the candidates. Well, he's not been willing to step up and do it. Well, he should step up to the plate and then we'll do it. I mean, I think we can talk about a lot of the things. He's running in 2024 on a lot of the same promises he ran on in 2016 and didn't deliver on. He said he was going to drain the swamp. They didn't drain the swamp at all. He still defends hiring Christopher Wray. He didn't fire Wray. He didn't fire Fauci. He said Mexico was going to pay for the border wall. That didn't happen. They started the wall, but we've got a lot more to be able to do to finish the wall. He said he was going to eliminate the national debt. They added almost $8 trillion to the debt in 4 years. And then remember, he promised to appoint a special counsel for Hillary Clinton. Then after the election, 2 weeks later, he's like, oh, no, forget about it. That's what you say before the election.
Okay, and that's a fairly sharp criticism from Ron DeSantis. Mike Pence, another former ally, running mate, in fact, of Donald Trump, also expressed the desire that President Trump had shown up and turned up on that debate stage tonight. Clip 12.
Donald Trump today is different than the Donald Trump of 2016, and you bet. I think he ought to be on that debate stage. He ought to be engaging all of us that are vying for this nomination.
Okay, and he's busy, President Trump. He apparently now has posted more than 50 posts on Truth Social attacking the New York Attorney General and Judge Egeron of New York, who basically did a summary judgment saying that the fraud company had been committing fraud for more than a generation by grossly exaggerating its wealth and resources. And speaking of people attacking one another, there's also the idea that DeSantis may go after somebody else on the debate tonight. This is Governor DeSantis on Fox News, clip 8.
And, you know, Nikki attacked me for standing up for the kids of Florida, and she sided with Disney when we had the big fight over parents' rights in education. We took the position that you shouldn't sexualize curriculum in elementary school. Disney fought us. They tried to stop the bill. Then they tried to get the bill repealed afterwards, and we stood strong against the most powerful company in our state. I think she's indicated she would have bent the knee in that situation, and I think that's been more indicative of her approach. But that approach is a dead end. And guess what, Laura? I took all the flack from the media for so long, and here we are. Our kids are protected. Disney doesn't have any more special tax breaks, and we're just humming along doing great. It shows you if you're willing to stand strong and hold your ground, you can win these fights. I'll be the only guy on that stage tomorrow night who's actually dug in, fought these big fights, and delivered big victories.
Okay, it's wrong to say that Nikki Haley sided with Disney. What she did do is she criticized DeSantis for getting into this feud with a corporation, a private corporation that was expressing its point of view and that happened to differ with him. But I'm fairly certain that she has not criticized the what they call in Florida people on the other side who are critics of the bill, the Don't Say Gay bill. That the idea that she is somehow allied with Disney, most people in the country, it seems to me, really aren't eager to choose between Ron DeSantis and a company that exists to with theme parks, where they've had a great success recently, and other forms of entertainment. Meanwhile, Jake Tapper pushed Cassidy Hutchinson, former White House aide who has a new book out called Enough, to answer a crucial question, which is, why did Trump want to go personally leading the demonstrators to the Capitol building? Listen, this is clip 16.
What did he want to do at the Capitol?
You know, I can't speculate. I heard several things.
You can't speculate. You have more information.
But that wouldn't be responsible, because I definitively don't know what he wanted.
What are some ideas?
What I would know that is there is a reason that he wanted to go to the Capitol. There is a reason he wanted to be with his supporters. And Donald Trump also knows the impact that his words have, and he knows the impact that his presence has on his supporters. He knows that he himself riles people up. He knew that the crowd was armed that day. He knew that there were people angry about this. So I, knowing Donald Trump, knowing what I knew inside the White House, that was not a mistake. He did not want to just go to the Capitol, to go there and make a little speech and then go back to the White House. There wasn't a reason that he wanted to go there. And again, I would like to restate that Donald Trump knows the impact of his words. When he, on January 6th, when he wanted to go to the Capitol, everything, that was intentional. The Mark Milley tweet that you earlier mentioned from this past weekend, he knows the impact that those words will have. He knows that people will come out and be violent against these people,
yeah.
And that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinary. He said that Mark Milley, he's also said the same thing about the executives at MSNBC, that they have committed treason and they deserve the death penalty. And Cassidy Hutchinson is saying that that will have the impact on inspiring people to commit violence. I think no one can know that, and one can only pray that that is not the case. But there will be a new candidate for president, apparently, running with the Libertarian Party. Somebody who has a great deal of familiarity with presidential campaigning. Who are we talking about?
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. Say, do you see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation protection on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, what Cassidy Hutchinson was talking about was a post on social media, on Truth Social, that President Trump put up about General Mark Milley, four-star general, someone who's given his whole life to the country. He was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. President Trump wrote, "This guy turned out to be a woke train wreck who, if the fake news reporting is correct, was actually dealing with China to give them a heads up on the thinking of the President of the United States. This is an act so egregious," wrote the former president, "that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death." And death, capital D-E-A-T-H, exclamation point. Not so entirely responsible, is it? And then he... As the Wall Street Journal points out, he made a campaign pledge to abridge the First Amendment. He wrote on Truth Social, "Comcast, with its one side and vicious coverage by NBC News, and in particular MSNBC, often and correctly referred to as MSDNC, Democrat National Committee, should be investigated for its country-threatening treason. I say up front openly and proudly that when I win the presidency of the United States, they and others of the lamestream media will be thoroughly scrutinized for their knowingly dishonest and corrupt coverage." Well, again, he has already said that he thinks treason should be punishable by death, as in times gone by, and he talks about country-threatening treason by NBC. This is all going to make it incredibly bizarre if what the New York Times is reporting about Robert Kennedy Jr. is true. For months, they write, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said he plans to continue his long-shot challenge against President Biden in the Democratic primary rather than dropping out to launch a third-party bid. But lately, Mr. Kennedy's message has seemed to shift, including publicly telling a voter who asked about his plans that he was keeping his options open. If Mr. Kennedy does decide to leave the party of his famous father and uncles to run in the general election, one potential landing spot may be the Libertarian Party, which at the moment lacks a widely known candidate but has excelled in securing ballot access. In July, Mr. Kennedy met privately with Angela McCardle, the chair of the Libertarian Party, at a conference they were both attending in Memphis, a meeting that has not previously been reported. He emphasized that he was committed to running as a Democrat, but said that he considered himself very libertarian, Ms. McCardle said in an interview, adding that they agreed on several positions, including the threat of deep state, the need for populist messaging. We're aligned on a lot of issues. My perspective is that we're going to stay in touch in this case he does decide to run, Ms. McCardle said. And he can contact me at any time if that's the case. Most recently, Mr. Kennedy has seemed to hint that everything could change. In response to a South Carolina's voters' question this month about whether he would launch an independent bid, Mr. Kennedy said the DNC is trying to make sure that I can't participate at all in the political process, so I'm going to keep all my options open. That according to ABC News. In the Democratic primary, Mr. Kennedy is trailing Mr. Biden by roughly 50 points, according to 538's national polling average, and his bid against the incumbent president is not seen as competitive. He has argued that Mr. Biden's allies at the Democratic National Committee are trying to squeeze him out of the race, including by moving to hold the party's first primary in the Biden-friendly state of South Carolina. If by that time Biden has moved over to the Libertarian Party, it would... did I say Biden? No, Biden's not moving to the Libertarian Party. It's Robert F. Kennedy who is talking about moving there. Again, with the Democrats being so deeply concerned about what a third party would do, certainly a party with no labels, what about the Libertarians? They point out in this article in the Times that last time Gary Johnson was the Libertarian candidate, the former governor of New Mexico, pro-pot governor of New Mexico, he ended up taking 3.3% of the vote, which was the highest total for any third or fourth or fifth party candidate since Ross Perot in 1996. Ross Perot had 8% in 1996. He had 18% in 1992. But anything like that, if Robert Kennedy took 3.3%, it would probably help in handing the election to Donald Trump, because those are not votes that are largely going to be taken away from Trump. I don't think there are a lot of Trump supporters who are considering Kennedy as a second choice. There is also, speaking of second choices, we reviewed yesterday the film Superpower, which is an important and moving film about Ukraine. There's another true story that's out, but it's a true story. It's a true story about one of the strangest scandals in Wall Street history. Do you remember the GameStop stock scandal? Dumb Money is the name of the film. Big cast. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Paul Dano plays a young husband and father in Massachusetts who's struggling to make a living by commenting on the internet about the stock market. And then he hits on one stock that's going to change his life in the bizarre true story, Dumb Money.
I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting.
Retail traders have looked into GameStop.
It looks like there's one guy driving all the buying.
Well, the meow you heard there is because the real-life character Keith Gill was known as Roaring Kitty. And this often funny movie features a gifted cast, but you don't know much about these characters other than little subtitles that enumerate their personal net worth. For people who don't understand or follow the stock market, dumb money will be hard to follow or appreciate. And like the strange story it's telling, the plot drags on and on with a distinctly unsatisfying conclusion. Rated R for profligate use of the F word and other harsh language. 2 stars for dumb money, where I'm selling short this time. Especially given Vincent D'Onofrio is in the cast, Pete Davidson is in the cast, Shailene Woodley is in the cast. A lot of folks like that who are trying their best in a movie, unless you're absolutely fascinated by the stock market, in a movie that I think is going to have relatively limited appeal. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, there's a piece from the left that says how libertarianism is a poison that's crept into America. Really? Is that the problem? Is libertarianism somehow similar to populism? Or is there a contrast between them? We'll also be speaking with Jonathan Allen of NBC about the debate and who gains and who loses. He also has written about how Biden World is terrified of spoilers as third parties threaten to boost Trump. One of those third parties could be the Libertarians with Robert F. Kennedy that we were talking about just now. And Bill O'Reilly has a brand new book about a real witch hunt. No, really, where they hunted for witches in the 1690s, found a bunch of them, and killed them. The book is from Killing the Witches. That's Bill's most recent book. He'll be joining us tomorrow. And A.B. Stoddard, who has a new column on dysfunctional despair and Donald, about all the difficult challenges that Joe Biden is facing with decidedly mixed success. We'll be speaking with her and more the day after the debate, and maybe a day before we can avoid a shutdown for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.